Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They're still not hitting. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a great weekend. We certainly did. Mike has a story to tell that you do not want to miss. It is on the way, but I have to start, guys, with saying we thought that things would change, and Mike, nothing has really changed as the Red Sox came to town and they beat the Braves in another series. Here's the deal for Braves fans. Braves country, this just might be our team. This just might be our lot in life. And I know many of you are going to say, we've got a lot of games to play, and we do, and there's a lot of season left. But you lose two out of three. You go back and you say, okay, we were, what, 500? We got to 500, and everybody felt pretty good. But since then, guys, we really haven't done anything, Mike. And, you know, you're talking about eight losses in 11 games since this team got their record above 500. 27-31. We're fourth in the East. We're 9.5 games behind the Mets. We're 7.5 games out behind the Phillies. We're one game behind the Nationals.
It's brutal. I mean, this is the reality. I think everyone goes back and says, hey, we're worse off in 21. I don't know, man. This team just looks so listless. And it's funny because we had kind of fun tongue-in-cheek about the hitting instructor. I don't know. You got to make a call. You got to get another guy in here, another set of eyes on a problem. Because we have a guy who hires, is his name. He's really good. He's been parts of really good teams that have won championships. But you just wonder if his approach isn't connecting with these guys. And I know it's kind of like a loaded question, Carl, because the hitting instructor is always the sacrificial lamb. But I just don't know where else to turn. These are horrible at bats. And I'd never seen, I was telling Carl before the show, I'd never seen Crochet pitch before because he just came over from the American, from the White Sox and Red Sox. The dude, it's like watching Randy Johnson in the sense that he's 6'6". So when the ball comes out of his hand, it almost feels like he's like 45 feet away from you. But look, he was good, but still, there's no excuse. I mean, two of the 3 days, they just couldn't hit.
So you were there yesterday. And I'm just curious, because I said to you, were there any boos? Were there any boos yesterday?
Well, there was a lot of frustration with Elder, because here I was pumping up Elder all last week because he looked really good the last time. I mean, as good as Elder's going to look. I mean, let's not get it confused. It ain't Tom Glavine out there. But he just didn't have it. And so you spot the Red Sox three. That took all the wind out of the sails in the first inning. And then you just watch the Braves. Okay, looked like maybe they're going to get something going in the bottom of the first, and unfortunately just cross one. And then just some of these weak, wimpy at-bats where, comeback as the pitcher. Just nothing. Nothing. I mean, it was just lifeless, I got to be honest. And it was the good news was it was a fast game. So if you weren't enjoying it, it was over pretty quickly.
404-726-0929. What's the answer? You tell us. We'll take your phone calls. 404-726-0929. I'm being serious right now.
I'm at a loss.
And look, we could sit here all day and tell you guys, this is what's wrong, and this is what's wrong, and this is why they're not winning. You tell us. Mike and I talked about the manager thing on Friday, and I said, look, I've been disappointed because I think the response has not been appropriate to some of the things that have happened with the team. But it doesn't mean that I need, you know, Brian Snicker to be a lunatic every time out.
No, you got to pick your spot. You can't sit there and be reaming out the team.
But with that even said, at the end of the day, the guys that we've paid a lot of money to that are supposed to be clutch haven't lived up to it. And, Mike, here's the other part of this. I mean, this is just the Red Sox side of it. Today's an off day for the Braves. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Why are we pitching to Trevor Story? He kills us. Yeah, do you guys realize in 41 games against the Braves, this guy's hitting basically 350? He has over 1,100 OPS. That's slugging it on base. 41 RBI. Guys, that's over the course of a 41-game span against the Braves. And then at Truist Park, Mike, this guy's hitting 250 with six home runs. I mean, he crushed that ball yesterday, an early double, and you said it, Elder. Yeah, he lasted 5 1/3, but he was done after that.
No, and again, Ronald, he's been pretty good. He's been 324 since he came back from the injury, but Ronald had a bad day at the office yesterday. Nobody on base when Ozuna hits that big home run.
It was big.
And, you know, Riley looks like everybody looks like they're pressing, you know, even in the win. The other night. It just doesn't pass the eye test, guys. So now, Elder, and you're going to be living with this, guys. Let's be honest. For the next, you know, fifth day, this is your option. And I thought he maybe turned a corner. That was a step backwards. He had two outs. He had a guy on second. He couldn't get out of the first inning without giving up three. And then we talked about it. The rest of the day, seven men left on base. It's hard to imagine the Braves actually had seven guys on base in the first place.
You tell us. Mike and I are sitting here, and we're both scratching our heads. We're not supposed to look like this. Our record isn't supposed to be this. And you're going to tell us that it's Strider missing and it was Acuna missing. They're both back.
Right.
What is going on with our squad? 404-726-0929. Justin in Athens. We'll start with you, Justin. I'm curious to know what you think. Welcome into the show, Justin. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So, listen. I think we've scored like three more runs than the Marlins so far this year. I mean, we are in the bottom offensively. It is just, it's horrendous. And is this the curse of doing what we've always done and not signing guys? Like, we could have signed Freddie. We should have signed Freddie. This is going to be torture.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. And that was the emotion I got from a lot of fans yesterday, Carl, leaving the ballpark. You better give some hell on Monday, Mike. Yes, sir. But you just don't hit. The only guy that's hitting that you had the hit streak end over the weekend, got right back on track, Ozzie. Is Ozzie. Yeah. Ozzie's up to 250. But you're hoping, as you said, Ronald was going to come back and be the spark. I mean, you just have this patch of unclutch hitting. And, like, I'll say it again, the major culprit is Matt Olson. Matt Olson leaves a lot of guys on base. You know, he's kind of like the empty calories guy. You know, it's just you're not getting what you need right now from Matt Olson.
So, Justin, thank you for listening in Athens. And you hear his frustration, right? What's wrong? Oh, I'll tell you what's wrong.
Right.
We didn't hit last year either.
No. Nope.
What's going on? You guys tell us. Like, okay, they need to get in the cages, Dukes and Bell. They're in the cages. Mike mentioned the hitting coach. They've got a new one. Well, they gotta get these torpedo bats. They've got them. You tell us what is going on with our Braves right now. Because this is not what anybody expected. And by the way, when you're not scoring more than three runs on average, guys, 3.5, you're not going to win a lot of games in Major League Baseball.
And he's not wrong. We've scored just, we're averaging altogether, we are 20th, by the way, in all of Major League Baseball in runs scored. And we're just four runs above the Marlins. At 232, we have 236.
And that's why this doesn't feel like it's moving in the right direction. Now, some of you will say, heads need to roll. Whose head? You're gonna fire Snicker over this? Come on.
They'll never fire the manager. The Braves, look, that's just not their style. All those years, I mean, like, Freddie Gonzalez is the last guy to get jacked, and of course that was, you know, pretty well deserved. But yeah, this is just a tough situation. The team, it needs somebody to get fired. I hate to say this because it's like sounds so cliched, Carl. Oh, here we go, Dukes and Bell, fire somebody. you need to move on from Snicker. You need to salvage it. And the only thing you do is you move on from it. I know Snicker's everybody's grandfather, and I went to bat for him all season, Carl. 21 is ancient history. 23, the team hit, but again, that's an aberration. That's an anomaly. I think you need something bold. They will never do it, but I would move on from Snicker.
My only concern, as we are now in June, is that this is two seasons in a row where we have talked about why a team that's built to slug mm-hmm. and hit home runs are not slugging and hitting home runs the way they need to. What is the reason? Let's talk to Coleman in Duluth. Mm. Coleman, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. So I'm going to change the tone of my call a little bit because this is not a call to fire Brian Snicker. I don't think that's the direction that we go. But I will tell you, there was a moment yesterday where I just wanted to crawl through my television set and go argue with the guy behind the plate. Mm. If you remember, yep. I think it was Ozuna's last at bat. He struck out on a 3-2 pitch that was easily 3 inches off the plate. I will say, to the guy's credit, he got that call wrong several times, but he got it wrong on both sides. Bummer threw one there and struck a guy out later. But
that was Tony Randazzo, by the way, behind home plate, who was hot garbage yesterday.
Well, this is the moment where Bobby Cox, love him or not, would have gone out there and said, "This is it. I'm getting thrown out. I'm done. Whether you believe that makes a difference in firing your guys up, or whether the guys feel more supported, or what, I'm like, Snit, where are you? Where are you right there? Like that. That was that moment where, like, it was just obvious to me, a non-professional baseball manager, that you go out there and you try to fire up your team, you try to support your team,
yes.
you try to change things up, and he's had the magic touch at times in his career with getting these guys to play to their potential. And I think he needs to do, whether it's, I don't know whether it's a closed door meeting or whatever, that's worked in the past. Something needs to happen.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you wholeheartedly, Coleman, and we appreciate your call, man. Thanks for listening to Dukes and Bell and 92.9 The Game, Atlanta's number one sports station. Here's the deal. This is why I said I've been unhappy with the response to appropriate situations. That's what Coleman's talking about.
Right.
You're going to say, well, Dukes, they were going to lose the game yesterday. I don't care. This is about setting the tone and moving forward and knowing that I got you guys. I got your back.
Do something.
I know we're getting bad calls out here. I know the plate, the umpire's jacking us. But we got to step up. I got your back. It's the response to things that have happened where he's been asleep. And I don't mean that literally, because I'm not taking a shot at his age. I'm simply saying Coleman's right. You're going to lose yesterday. Who gives a damn? This is about all the series that are going to come forth. And, Mike, you've got to let these guys know.
Right. And he's invoking Bobby Cox, and that's something that Bobby was really good at. As we said, you can't go Earl Weaver, 162 nights, but you can pick your spots, try to get your team, light a fire under him, get something going. And, yes, he is asleep. He was asleep when Kelnick basically walked to second base.
What did you want me to do?
I mean, he has been asleep. And like, we all love the guy, and this is a town where it's very easy to be mediocre, and the Braves are mediocre right now.
Mediocre.
And you're spending money in the top 10 payroll. You're not getting results, brother. Come on.
All right. Two good phone calls to get us started. You guys can chime in. Listen, we don't do this often. We don't have the answers. I'm not sitting here telling you I know it all, because I don't. The team on paper is supposed to be better than what they are.
And you can't fire 25 guys. Now, again, guys, if you want to keep saying, well, 21, 20, this team doesn't look like that. Well, go get the time machine. Let's go get 21 Rosario, 21 Jock Peterson, and 21 Soler then, right?
Lose 2-3 to the Red Sox. Today's an off day. D-backs in here tomorrow. What's going on with the Braves?
Mm.
We're coming back. He's leaving? Where's he going? And why? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. floor. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Game.
Feel like Lou from Major League. Carl and I were just talking during the break. Like, oh, hell. Don't give me this Olay stuff, Dorn. Just feels that way for the Braves, doesn't it?
It does. Maybe they need to play that. Maybe they need to play a little bit of that. I don't know. We're asking you guys. Appreciate all the texts and tweets. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Lots of guys and people, ladies as well, hitting us up because Braves Country is huge, man. And we're all a little bit frustrated with what we're watching right now. It's more than just wins and losses, by the way. This is about you watching your team and knowing we got a pretty good club. You haven't felt that way. We've been struggling to get over 500. Red Sox come in. They win Friday night. They win yesterday. And Mike said it. Yesterday was lifeless. I mean, you get the early home run from Ozuna. We'll play that for you in a second here. And that's it. I mean, you won Saturday 5-0, and Schwelly goes a 6 2/3 or 6 1/3 and doesn't give up any runs. And you're like, okay, this is the kind of performance we need. And then a guy just hit us up and said, Dukes and Bell, Elder, does he know that he doesn't have to spot the other team three runs every time out? That's how it feels.
Right. I mean, and look, they did have a four-game win streak at one point when he came back up in his starts. But this was, unfortunately, I mean, look, this is not a – this. You know what the funny thing is, Carl? This is not a bad Bryce Elder outing.
No.
Bryce Elder gives up three runs. You feel pretty good about it. You know, granted, it only came in the first inning. But right now, the way this team is so – you know, anemic on offense. Three runs, you're over. You're dead in the water, man. So you don't have that margin for error. And that means that everyone's pressing, including him. But he did, you know, hunker down once he got through that inning.
He really did.
But don't throw it. You can't throw a 92-mile-an-hour sinker that doesn't sink to a major league hitter. And that's what happened with Story.
All right. You guys can continue to hit us up. We're searching for answers.
Searching.
And trying to figure out what the deal is here. Meanwhile, the other news that broke over the weekend, Mike, is Jay Batt is leaving Georgia Tech. And it's kind of like, okay, wait a minute. Aren't things going really well at Georgia Tech? They are. Britt Key is in an excellent position. I think Damon Stoudemire's got to take the next jump. He hired both of those guys. But this is the world of college athletics, guys. And when you're an athletic director, Mike, just like many coaches, whether we want to realize it or not, you're looking to advance to the next bigger step for everything that Georgia Tech is. And it's a great program to run and be in charge of. And it's Michigan State. It's the Big Ten. They have a better TV deal. They have more stability right now when you start talking about where this football thing is going because of their connection to the Big Ten. And Jay Batt, Mike, came in here, and bravo, he did an excellent job of earning revenue and creating new opportunities for Georgia Tech.
Hate to lose him, though. I mean, that's the thing about, you know, here's a guy that's, you know, you needed this. You needed somebody to be the money man. You know, that's why, you look at Josh, look what Josh Brooks does, right, out in Athens. You've got guys that are really good at passing the hat, getting the alumni base. The Tech spent for years so fractured. Everybody's got their idea where the program should be. Now all the boats are going in one direction, right?
It's true.
I think it's a big loss for Tech. And a lot of guys have used Tech. I mean, Ranakovich used Tech as kind of a springboard. You want it to be a destination. You don't want guys leaving the ship.
No. And look, nobody is, just like when you're hired, they're not promising you they'll never fire you.
Right.
And nobody's going to promise they're going to stay forever. So what you hope is, and Georgia Tech, you got this from Jay Batt. Nobody should be upset. It's disappointing that he's leaving, yes, but he came in and advanced this more than when he got here. And you hope the next guy or woman, whoever gets the job, the person, Mike, is going to do the same thing. Can they advance this where it is and move it a little bit more forward? Because as long as you're doing that, you're going to be okay. It's the AD, Mike, that comes in and sets you back that doesn't help.
No, I mean, look, with all due respect, getting off of Russell and getting things rolling, right? I know that we tried, and they had another coach in there that was a lot of gimmicks, a lot of nonsense. Or they got rid of him, and they went with Brent Key, and Brent Key's got things cooking. But I think as a Tech fan, you know, you're a little nervous about making sure they get this right. It's a very important hire. Danny Hall, by the way, leaving. I guess Ramsey's taking over as a baseball coach. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I guess that decision's been made. We'll talk more about Tech and Georgia baseball coming up in a bit. But yeah, that's a guy who took Tech to another level, and now the program, I think, is in a great space. You're right. Now this is a team. Can they compete for an ACC championship in football? That's the next step.
It is. 404-726-0929. That report came down yesterday, and everybody's like, because it just, you know, again, Josh Brooks is doing a great job at Georgia. If this news was Georgia, people would be like, okay, look, Josh is doing a really good job. But I think where Josh is and where Georgia Tech is right now, maybe, Mike, there's more stability and more long-term viability there with being the AD at Georgia, maybe, than it is at Georgia Tech. I don't know. But Jay Batt is deciding to go. We don't ever know the reasons why people leave. Everybody always assumes it's money. It could be something else. We don't know. Right. Either way, they're going to be looking for somebody. And it is an attractive job, though, Mike. I will say that. We talk about it. I think both your main big programs are in a great spot. But there's so many other athletic programs at Georgia Tech that are doing a really good job.
Right. But again, Michigan State, They're looking up a lot of teams right now in the Big Ten.
They are.
And they've had some bad decisions with their coaching in the football program. They're trying to get things rolling. So,
well, you know what?
I'm not saying, you know, he's kind of a hired gun now. He comes in and gets things going.
But you know what's at Michigan State back? The Mel Tucker hire.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Bad hire.
And they paid him a lot of money.
1 year at Colorado.
They paid him a lot of money. And he came in there and everybody's like, yeah. And then he had the off-the-field scandal. And it was a bad deal. Either way, and then that sets the program back.
Right.
Because the
recruiting
kids,
goes out the window.
Yes. Everybody he brings in is now like wanting to go out. And now you've got to start over. More on this coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, guys. Also, sometime in the 4 o'clock, one of the biggest artists in the music business is going to stop by this show. We'll tell you more about that on the way. Dom the Dominator is behind the glass. He's back with us. He is our guy. And, of course, Data is back off the cruise, tanned and ready to go today.
I guess he got everybody through the airport. I mean, they didn't leave Grandma at the airport, right? I mean, she made it to the boat.
Hopefully.
right?
Yeah, she made it.
Okay. Look, he's laughing.
I mean, I don't want it to be like, you know, like Home Alone. Like, where's Nana?
We did feel like we were going to have one of those moments on the way out, though.
Well, it's good to have you back, man. Good to do. Everybody enjoyed the cruise. Can't wait to hear more about it coming up in Yeah Man, No Man. Right now, let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Braves lose. Weekend series to the Red Sox. Friday, 5-1. Loss. Saturday, 5-0. Win. Sunday, a 3-1 loss. And Mike said it. The only thing that got the crowd up, and the crowd was ready to explode, wasn't it?
Yes. I mean, granted, it was a Sunday crowd. Everyone gets in from church. A little bit, maybe not as much passion. You know, it was a little one laid back, but you didn't give anything to hang the hat on other than Ozuna's home run. And that's all she wrote. And then just, you know, there was some just, again, these wimpy, you know, I joke around, they're hefty commercial. Hefty. That's the way I'm describing a lot of these at-bats. Wimpy. Matt Olson hits a weak comebacker to the pitcher. I know I'm getting all over Olson, but he's the example. You guys are in love with the slugging, the OPS. You don't care about the average anymore. But he's not providing the big hit, the timely hit. You know, and so he can hang in that 230 to 240 average range, but where's the clutch, man? Where's the clutch?
Well, there is one guy that has it. His name is Marcell Ozuna.
Deep to right center here off the bat of Marcell Ozuna. How far is this one going to go? It's going to go over the fence for a big fly from the Big Bear. And the Braves are on the board. 10th of the season for Ozuna. Crochet has given up 3 hits against the Braves, and all of them have been solo homers.
That's pretty good, by the way. That kid's really good. That Crochet kid is really good.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen him pitch. That slider was just, my God. It just really looked unfair for left-handed batters.
By the way, Ozuna's home run, you talk about runners in scoring position. This is what Mike's talking about. 2 outs, runners in scoring position. Ozuna didn't come through later in the game. Olson didn't come through later in the game. Right. Money Harris didn't come through. Those are the big at-bats we're talking about, guys, that you've got to be able to get a knock and get somebody home. And we just haven't done enough of that. This Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Off day today, and then tomorrow it is the D-backs.
And again, Sean Murphy's batting 207 for the month that just wrapped up.
It's terrible.
You know, and that's where I just, you know, and I know we're doing this lefty-righty stuff. Mark Bowman had a really good article today at MLB.com talking about, like, just let Eli White hit if Verdugo's struggling because Eli White seems to be better. You're doing this platoon. I still want Drake out there more often than every other day.
Yep.
But that's where we're living, brother. That's why Snicker does not have his fastball this year. I think fans have been so critical of him. I've tried to resist the temptation, but I got to be on their side. Snicker does not have it.
No. I felt like Coleman really put it in context. And if you're not reacting to the things that a manager should react to, then what are we doing? Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Oh, NBA Finals is set, Mike. It's exactly who we said it was going to be.
Yes, NBA fever.
Catch it. Indiana taking on OKC. I don't know what to expect. I know you're going to hear, not from us, but from people around the country who say, oh, this is going to be terrible for the league. League's going to make money regardless, guys. It's tied to the TV and the streaming dollars. But what about Indiana, man? Pascal Siakam. Mike, you kept saying, if he's here, what's the Hawks look like?
I just think this guy, he's that secret sauce. He's got all that stuff. And it's funny because sometimes they don't even go to him. You know, and then when they do, he's always there. And by the way, if you watch this game, the Knicks, and Brunson was so out of his head. They got so inside with that pressure defense. He's headbutting guys going down the court. He's slapping at people. And he lost his poise. I mean, Knicks are just chucking threes. How about the Pacers? Knicks would make a basket, and the Pacers would get back, beat them to the other end, and get even easy transition baskets.
It was. It was not a good look
right
for the way that the Knicks finished. And you know, for everybody, it's like, well, they'll be back next year. Slow your roll. I don't know if they're constructed and built that way, guys. You got the Celtics. You know, the timing is always right. The right thing. Everybody was worried about the Celtics in Cleveland, and you couldn't get past Indiana.
No, and this Indiana team, as we said, if it was in the half court, you felt like the Knicks had the advantage. But if you saw it, they were barely getting the ball over the timeline.
Yeah.
And they would be, if you ever watch, when they're trying to get in their sets, I mean, it looked like when Gene Hackman was coaching Hoosiers. Day-Day. Didn't they look like Hickory? I mean, ironically, in Indiana, the Pacers looked like the Hickory basketball team. Even Ollie's out there D-ing people up.
Siakam, by the way. Eastern Conference MVP. Mm.
This is the Larry Bird Trophy. It goes to the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. And that MVP is Pascal Siakam. Mm.
Yeah, man. It's like a college environment at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Watching that, it was pretty funny, man. They're getting some hard fouls. They're chanting the players' names, committing the fouls. Siakam's just got that dog in him, man. That's if we could clone that, that's the kind of stuff we need on this Hawks team, bro. It goes with Dyson Daniels.
It does. It really does. Georgia and Georgia Tech, their baseball teams lose, eliminated from the baseball regionals. More on that coming up in the 4 o'clock. Wow. Both teams? Mm. Done? And also, Scottie Scheffler. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? Wins again. Second straight year, 16th PGA Tour title. He wins the Memorial, Mike. Mm. He looks unstoppable
the
right now.
The only thing wrong with Scheffler's game was a little poop on his kid's outfit, if you didn't see that. The wife hands him the baby's like, he's got poop all over his back. He said, it happens.
Hey, when we come back, it is goodbye. It's Dukes and Bell.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It is hard to say goodbye when you love something. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But is it really hard when that something is just going to be seen somewhere else? Mm. We got a chance to see TNT do their last broadcast. We're talking about inside the NBA. Ernie, right? Kenny, right. Charles, Shaq. And I want you to hear this sign off before we get into this, Mike, because the show itself is physically, the cast members aren't changing.
Right.
Just the show is moving to somewhere different that you're not used to seeing them. If I told you guys, well, you know what? SEC is going to be on CBS forever. You would have said, of course it is. It's the Big Ten on CBS now.
Right.
The show is still there, but the product is just a little different. This is a situation where the characters aren't going to change. But this is Ernie Mike. This is their last broadcast, and I want you to hear what he had to say.
The four of us, as you've already heard, the four of us are going to be together. Our production crew is going to be together. It's going to be that same bunch. We're still going to be shooting that show in Atlanta. It's just going to air somewhere else. And so the craziness that you've seen, the nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Before we go, guys, let's get a mic drop.
Shaq just drew a mic drop. Yeah, man, Ernie, like, you guys know how everybody feels about Ernie. He's the gold standard. I just hope, and I said to Carl today, we were talking about this before the show, are they going to, yes, technically everything Ernie just said is accurate, but does ESPN's ethos creep into the broadcast as in not fun? I mean, I hope not. I sure hope that they don't mess with the stew, Carl, down the street.
No, I said to Mike, because we were talking about this, and by the way, this is a cast that will tell a lot of those people to go to hell.
Yes.
Okay? They don't care. And they don't care because they know what works for their show. And they're so established, Mike, and they're so well compensated that right. They will be able to do that. What we don't know, and I said to Mike, is you get people up there in
Bristol,
and they start saying, well, you know, I mean, this show's great, but it could be better. No, there is no being better. It's one of the all-time best sports shows on television, period.
Right, because it feels genuine. You know, it's genuine when they get a text message about something and somebody puts a funny meme up, they immediately go to it. ESPN probably has a committee of 10 people deciding if that's acceptable. You know, that's why the culture thing is going to be different. You know, ESPN, everything is, they've got to work and work and work at it. Think about all the people that work there, and it's still very boring, and it's not very entertaining. It's very forced, in my opinion, and this is everything that isn't. It's so easy to listen to.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like, the goal would be whoever is in charge of this show, and there will be somebody.
Right.
Hey, guys, I'll be at my house. You guys do what you've done for the last 20 years, right. 30 years, whatever. Ernie, and if you need anything, just call. That's what should happen. Either way, it's not goodbye. And I know everybody was sad, and I get it. Ernie, he's been with TNT from the start. He said, I'm always going to be a TNT guy, and I get that. But the show, this is Friends going to another network. This is Seinfeld, for all the years it's been off the air, going to another network. The characters aren't changing, and I'm fine with that.
As we said, you just hope that you don't have they used to call it in the Army, mission creep, ESPN creep, you know, that gets into the show. I hope not. Everything Carl just said. The other thing real quick, jump out like ESPN. You just had Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller and all that.
Did you say Kevin Harlan?
Kevin Harlan. And like, I like Breen, but Breen, Doris Burke, and Richard Jefferson, that feels like ESPN 3. I mean, that feels like it's like the noon game when it was a crap game on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't feel big. You know, Doris knows her hoops. No one debates that. But she's just so serious. There's just no fun. It's just not a fun broadcast. It's soup to nuts, but you're not getting anything. It's got no flavor.
Yeah. Listen, Kevin's the best for me. He's my guy, and I love him just even on a personal level. We're friends. But he makes
promo reads fun.
That's exactly right. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. And that is what the difference is, Mike. You're absolutely right. Listen, it could be a non-game on a Wednesday night in November, and you tune in, and Kevin Harlan is like, he has the ball, and he's moving. And you're just like, what's going on? You feel like you're missing something. So I agree. We'll see what happens with all of that. Those guys are going to NBC, by the way. I know that, you know, they're independent contractors, so they're going to be working. But I think he's got a contract as well. Either way, let's not all be so sad about the TNT thing, because we know how it affects Atlanta and how many people it affected with the crew and the cast behind the scenes. And all those people, at least according to Ernie, they're still there. So that's the good news. And this thing's still going to be right here in our backyard. So you're still going to see, if you're out and about – Shaq and Charles, and they're still going to be around town, man.
Which is great news for the bartenders at the Four Seasons.
No doubt.
And for the 11th Street Pub and Steam House. So that's good. That's good to hear, man. I can't wait. Yeah, the thing is, you know, with that broadcast, it's so easy, and Carl just touched on it. They've got that blank off money. They don't need to sit there and have to. I mean, the first time somebody ESPN says we're going to stick Stephen A. on that show, that's going to be interesting because they don't want to work with that guy.
Well,
it's pretty well documented.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the formula is for those guys to right. do what they do. It is not to add to it. And that's the mistake, like, that I think Mike's talking about with potentially saying, oh, this would be better if we did this. 404-726-0929. We did want to talk about it because it was a big deal. There's no debating that. And the legacy of Turner, for those of you who have been in Atlanta, like, there's a couple of things that we should be very proud of. Turner's one of them.
Right.
Right.
Good point.
I don't care if you watch CNN. CNN's one of them. It changed the world as far as how we look at news and what we wanted to absorb. There are certain things that we should be like, hey, that's our thing. And that's one of them. So I can't wait to see what the new show is going to look like from just Mike, it's going to be different graphics and different stuff of that nature. But the personalities are going to be the same, man. So I'm still going to vibe and still going to ride with those dudes.
Right on. And as we said, it's just moving down the dial. But again, I'm worried because ESPN makes everything boring. Like ESPN baseball. That's unwatchable. ESPN baseball is really hard to watch.
Is it because of the guy that you don't like?
I don't know what you're talking about. You see, Buck Showalter is so brilliant, he actually watches the trajectory of the foul balls. What? Yeah, man. And I like, not against Ravage, but it's just, it ain't easy to listen to.
No. No, it is not. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. More on this coming up a little bit later on. Also, as we mentioned, one of the biggest entertainers in the world is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. We're also going to talk to our buddy Connor Riley as well and find out what happened to the baseball team. That was ugly. I thought Georgia had some real opportunities in front of them to do something, potentially in the College World Series, but they weren't the only ones. Vandy's done. Georgia Tech's done.
Yeah, Vandy.
Texas is done.
Oh, man. I don't know if my cousin had money on this. I guess he just loves, like, I used to love college baseball in the old days. But, yeah, he was following that, Vandy, and we talked about, you know, Wes Johnson's got a really, he's building a great program at Georgia. That was a drag. That's kind of one step backwards for him. And we mentioned Danny Hall. That was his last game at Georgia Tech. So that's a shame for those guys. We also found out, you see, what Joe, you and I just reacted to what Joe Patrick tweeted about going down to practice
today. Well, look, I don't ever want to get overly excited about OTAs because I know that this is just guys going through the motions and trying to figure out where they need to be and, you know, all the installs. But if you're going to tell me there was a fight between David Onyemata and Matthew Bergeron, I'm all in. We need some more fight on this team. There have been too many years where I've thought this team is soft, and I've told you guys, we don't have enough killers in the building. We don't have enough guys to walk in and say, I'll kill everybody in here. Everybody.
The Braves could use some of that.
We don't have enough of those guys. So if you're going to tell me Mike Darren's attitude today, right. I'm all. Can this carry over? Is what
yes.
I'm asking.
Onyemata and Bergeron, offense versus defense, and so apparently got a scrap. And then Raheem Baby gave a speech. Yeah, come on, guys, we don't want that. Well, we want a little of that. But we don't want you guys getting hurt, but a little bit. That's okay. So yeah, usually you'll see that like by the seventh or eighth practice. You know, and they're sick and tired of hitting each other in the summer, but it's going on now. And I was talking to Day earlier about this, our producer. So they're saying it's the foot. That's what's going on with Kyle Pitts.
So Falcons are saying they're saying undisclosed, but there are reports saying that is afoot with Kyle Pitts.
And again, we're not trying to get, you know, ahead of our skis or over our skis, I should say, Carl. But I wonder, is there any coinkadink that we start hearing these conversations out there from multiple media sources the Falcons are shopping Pitts?
Yeah.
Because are they frustrated in how he got injured? Are they frustrated there's an injury? Is that just like the cherry on top of the disappointment Sunday? But isn't that interesting, though? You're hearing about an injury, and all of a sudden now there's been two stories in the last, 3 days about Pitts being moved.
Yeah.
Or at least shopped.
Yeah, yeah. And look, and by the way, no, there's no buyer that's going to take an undisclosed foot injury on a tight end who's been unproductive.
No way, Jose. not going to give you a day two pick for that.
Correct. So let's slow our roll on that. And again, as we discussed this on Friday, guys, for those of you who missed it, those rumors were out there. I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, Mike and I, we want him here. Let us see what he's capable of with this quarterback, and let's see and evaluate as we move. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Am I frustrated as anybody? Nobody's more frustrated than me. I've been calling this guy out for the last 3 years saying he's the key, he's the key, he's the key, he's the key. So to hear this, and Day-Day, I wasn't aware of what you just said, but that's even more frustrating. And I know it's OTAs. Again, I know there's no games next week. But to Mike's point, like, as a coaching staff, are you going, well, this is Because this is when you start to explain to Kyle, this is how we're going to use you this year.
Right.
This is how we're going to put you in motion and create these mismatches and use you in this offense this season. Forget about last year. And if he's not out there, Mike, he's in the building. You're not getting that work in.
So this is just another wrinkle with Kyle Pitts. As we said, I think yesterday we kind of summed it up. I think Friday's show up at Twin Peaks. Thanks, everybody, who came out to Kennesaw. I think we're going to be in Buckhead on Friday.
Yes.
I believe. And by the way, we're going to be hitting the road. We're busy beavers, man. We're going to be at Echo Park Automotive up in Duluth off of a Pleasant Hill and Satellite. We're going to be there tomorrow. So good old-fashioned Duke's about the car dealership. Come kick some tires, Carl. We're dealing.
Yeah, and apparently we say this because we can't tell you who it's going to be, but maybe a couple of drivers that are going to be at Atlanta Motor Speedway later this month might stop by as well. So make sure you tune in, and we'll be out there. Echo Park in Duluth.
Right, and maybe I'm going to audition to be a jackman. But anyway, yeah, so but that's actually Mike Johnson's going to probably do that. But yeah, man, we'll be there. And then Wednesday we're hitting the road, guys. We're going to be up. And this was one of the most fun broadcasts that we had in a long time. That's Buffalo's up and coming, right? Up by the lake.
Yes, it was. It was a good time. And we'll
be there Wednesday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Here's what I know about that location. We got there, and there was already about 10 people, men and women, around the bar,
right,
tossing it up. Shots were being bought. We were like, whoa, we hadn't even started yet. That These party, guys were getting it in.
That party was rocking. They took that party right from the lake right into the bar.
It was incredible.
So it's on, yeah.
Damon says, Dukes, you talk about fighting is good, and you're happy about that, as long as nobody gets hurt, because then somebody on the team gets hurt, and you guys will be crying on the radio. Damon, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you've seen somebody hurt in a football skirmish?
Right.
I'm asking.
Right.
I saw Aaron Donald take some dude's helmet off, and that dude was on the practice field the next day.
Right.
We're just simply talking about the aggression and the attitude that we want. I'm not saying dudes are knocking people out, but that's ridiculous. Of course nobody wants anybody to get hurt, but I need that attitude. We haven't had enough of that.
Right, and we were talking about attitude. The same thing carries over to the Braves. You know, does Snicker need to get out there and go throw a nutty? Do something. A lot of guys are feeling a lot of memes now of Snicker yawning over the weekend.
Come on, y'all.
That's out there.
Come on.
Another guy, of course, Mike, Snicker's not the one leaving runners in scoring position. Yes, well, sometimes we have to make hard decisions to move this franchise in the right direction. I love Snicker. And I know it's like some of you guys, you feel like he's an old Eskimo or shove him out on an ice floe, right? He'll be 70 in October. I mean, I don't know. And I said to Dade, I hope he's okay. I hope there's nothing wrong with the man. He's lost interest. But, I mean, not great. Read the article that Bowman wrote. He brings up a couple of things, including how they maybe mishandled the A.J. Smith-Shawver situation. Going to be on top of it. When you notice that there's something wrong with his arm.
That's how people get fired.
Just saying.
No, seriously. If that is something that they're looking at. Braves off today, and hopefully we need it. We can regroup, get ready for the D-backs, but more Braves conversation on the way. But when we return, it's time for 4th-and-1. 49ers and Eagles are making a big deal. And also, we're still waiting to see if the Dolphins are going to trade a guy that was once a Falcon. It's Dukes and Bell.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.